The weather has been a bit unsettled across eastern New York and western New England. We've had plenty of clouds around today. On top of that, we've had a scattering of rain and snow showers. Additionally, you're probably noticing the wind is kicking up a little bit more, and those gusty breezes will be with us heading into the night and even into tomorrow, and that's going to result in some rather chilly wind chill values as the kids wait for the bus first thing tomorrow morning. Additionally, we'll have the chance for some scattered snow showers and maybe even a burst or two of snow heading through at least the early part of the evening. It should not be a giant deal. However, there is the chance that some areas see a little slippery covering of snow that could cause some issues on some area roadways, but I don't think that's going to be a widespread concern. And for most of us, the weather looks mainly quiet heading into tonight. However, across the higher terrain of the Green Mountains, the Adirondack Mountains, and even the Catskills, there is going to be potential for a few inches of accumulating snow. Basically, in the upslope regions on the western slopes of those mountains, there's going to be that snow. For the rest of us, a scattered snow shower or two at times is possible, but it's not going to really amount to a heck of a lot. Temperatures tonight will chill down quickly, though, as this is all being driven by a cold front and a rush of cold air. We'll see numbers fall off into the teens coming up tonight, and that wind will make it feel colder than that. So by tomorrow morning, wind chill or feels like temperatures will be largely in the single digits above and below zero. So it'll be a bundle up kind of situation for tomorrow morning. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be brighter from the capital region on south and southeast, and a little bit cloudier, especially over the higher elevations north and west of Albany. A few snow showers are possible, especially in the higher terrain during the morning, but those snow showers should tend to wind down. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cold side. Then we're back into seasonable range on Wednesday, and then we're back close to 40 degrees by Thursday. So it's a little brief shot of cold air coming up tonight through tomorrow night, and then we'll see at least a little bit of a less harsh feel by Wednesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers, most persistent in the mountains, windy and cold, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, mountain snow showers winding down, windy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers, most persistent in the mountains, windy and cold, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, mountain snow showers winding down, windy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an evening snow shower, windy and cold, with lows in the 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cold, with a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an evening snow shower, windy and cold, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and seasonably cold with highs in the 30s, and on Thursday, thickening clouds with a high near 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.